We gon' get it started, man. I'm feeling so fresh tonight. Yes, yes. You know, I'm seeing all the beautiful people.
Everybody, fucking
favorite brands, whatever your favorite brand is, whatever you wanna do, you know what I'm saying? But
you know,
I didn't always have it like that. But I always have it, you know what I'm saying? So
what we have to do,
to look like, you know what I'm saying? This is how you keep it in.
For I the man,
go to the mall with $40 a hand. It ain't matter at all, cause I could go see my man down at South Square Mall, working at J. Riggins. Oh no, manager leave, he let me cop for the low low. Slacks.
Yo, 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 what's up everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Mag Lessons Radio Show. And I am your host, Mr. Tariq King Flex Nasheed, broadcasting here in Los Angeles, California, ready to do my Mac Thizzle. Glad to have everybody tuning back into the show. Today's show is brought to you by MacLessons.com. That's where you can get the Mac Lessons DVD and all the Mac Lessons specials. And the show is also brought to you by MacLessonsRadio.com. Everybody go there to subscribe to the Mac Lessons Radio Show. You can get it on iTunes, download it to your iPod, free. Get all the backup shows. You got to go to MacLessonsRadio.com. So I'm glad everybody's tuning back in today. Want to give a shout out to Power 106 in Los Angeles. I was on Big Boy's morning show yesterday. Had a great time. Did my thing as I always do on that show. I love those guys. What's up, Big Boy, Fuzzy, Liz, Tattoo, Jeff Garcia, everybody on the show. Great, great, great people at Power 106. And they're thinking about having me as a regular guest on there, like once a week doing a segment, because Big Boy Show is about to get syndicated now. They have a deal with ABC, and they're about to be syndicated all over the place. So I might be doing some stuff with Power 106 on the regular. I really love working with those guys. So I thank everybody for tuning in. A lot of folks heard the show this morning. Power 106 is the highest rated morning show. Big Boy Show is the highest rated show in LA, so everybody listens to that. And I like to thank all my people for tuning in. Now I have a bone to pick with one of my so-called fans. I got a little heat to drop on one of my so-called female fans. When I was on Big Boy Show yesterday morning, I was talking about strippers. There was a caller who called in, and you know, people call up and I give him advice. And this guy was dating a stripper, and, you know, he was going through some trials and tribulations, and I was breaking the game down for him, telling him what was up. And I made some comments about strippers that weren't really that bad. I just said that strippers are used to manipulating men. They're used to lying to men. They're used to telling lies as their occupation. So it's only natural that they're going to come home and lie to you if you don't really have Mac bones in your body. So strippers are used to dealing with two types of dudes, either some guys with some pimping in them, or they're going to treat you like a trick. There really is no in between. Either you're going to have a pimp vibe with them, or you're going to have a trick vibe with them. And I got a comment and an email from a lady, and I want you guys to see this. I want you to read it for yourself. I wasn't going to put it on the air, but I remembered she made the comment on my public page, so you can read the comment. It's already on there. Go to myspace.com/Tariq, T-A-R-I-Q, _ Nasheed, and look at the comments. I'm going to give you a second to do that right now so you can see this bullshit and see this chick's page. Are you doing it, guys? All right, if you're at work, do it right now, goddammit. All right, so you go into my comment page, to the comment section on my page, on my MySpace page, and scroll down to the comments. There's a girl named Blue Honey, and you see her picture. Let me give you guys a moment to check out her picture and check out what she wrote, and then look at her profile before I go into this bitch. Now, the email was, you know, whatever. Kind of critical, but, you know, I take it with a grain of salt. The email goes like this. It says, Tariq, I heard you on the radio this morning. I think you are really funny, but you're wrong about what you said about strippers. We are all not like what you said. We're not only interested in tricks and pimps. It's women like that who give professionals like me a bad name. I don't think it's fair for you to put us all in one category. There are a lot of exotic dancers who are moms, students, and career women that have good supportive men in their lives and in their corner. These men are not pimps, and they're not even close to being tricks. Her email goes on to say, or her comment goes on to say, my fiance and I both hustle to put food on the table, and we both have full-time day jobs. I just happen to have the body and the mindset to be able to work as a stripper and also know how to keep work and home separated. It goes on to say, so that's what I do, and my man, not my pimp or my trick, loves me for that, among all my other assets and attributes. So the next time, Tariq, you talk about someone's profession, I'm sure that we strippers, your fans, and most women in general would appreciate it if you wouldn't stereotype or generalize when you make statements like that. You're doing a disservice to the community as a whole. Thank you for listening, and feel free to write me back, a concerned fan. All right, so you guys can read that for yourself. And by now, you guys have probably checked out our page. So I kind of responded back with a private email to her, letting her know the real deal about herself. Because what I said was absolutely true on the air on Power 106 this morning. Now, just because a person is a fan of mine, that doesn't mean that I'm not going to keep it 100 with them. I'm going to keep it 100 with you all the time. Sometimes it might offend you, but I'm going to definitely keep it 100 with you. So I went to her page, and she had those fat girl pictures like I always talk about. She has a bunch of photographs of herself, and all you see is her face, those real close-up face shots. You fellas, I've talked about that a million times. Whenever you go to a woman's MySpace page and you see pictures of just her face, that means she's fat. She's overweight. And not only does this woman have pictures of her face and no body shots on her page, she has pictures of like cartoon characters. And you guys know what I say about women who have pictures of cartoon characters. That means they're really fucked up. And they live in a like fantasy world. I've said that a million times. So I checked out Blue's page, and I saw the photographs, and I emailed her back, and I was kind of polite. I was like, look, sweetie, I can tell by your photos that you're a little thick, so you're not really a career stripper. There's two types of strippers. You have career strippers, and you have attention whore strippers. Generally, and I'm going to say this, and I've said this before, strippers don't make a lot of money. In the game, in the hustle game, strippers are already low on the totem pole. As far as hustlers, strippers don't make a lot of goddamn money. Forget about what they say. All strippers have the lie, oh, I make $10,000 a night. They always put extras on it. But you never, have you, guys, let's keep it real. Have you ever seen a stripper that was really balling out of control? Most strippers live with their mama, or they have a bunch of goddamn roommates. They just don't make no money in a strip club, because you're getting those little $1 bills, and that doesn't accumulate up to much. So most strippers take home about 40, 50, 60 bucks a night on average. Don't let them tell you anything different. If they're getting extra money, that means they're pulling tricks out the club and doing extra shit. Which I'm not knocking them. I'm not knocking them for that. Those are really the career strippers who do that. The rest of them are just attention whores. They're just going in there to be seen. Most strippers are like alcoholics, weed heads, and attention whores. It is what it is. Some of them might get offended, but they know the deal. They know the deal. And anyway, this young lady, she sent an email, and I kind of politely, you know, sent her an email back letting her know what the game was and just letting her know that, hey, don't try to hustle me because, you know, I'm a hustler. I've been a hustler all my adult life. So don't try to bullshit a bullshitter. I let her know that, babe, you're kind of thick, so thick girls are only regulated to dancing in black strip joints. So if you're dancing in a black strip club, you're really not making any money. Strippers don't make money as it is. Black strippers, thick-ass black strippers who work in thick-ass broke nigga clubs don't make no money, especially here in L.A. The only exception, it's not even an exception, like Atlanta, that's the stripping capital of the world, but those women ain't making a whole hell of a lot of money because they're doing extra stuff too. But here in L.A., if you're like overweight, not of shape, and you thinking about stripping, it's only one club that's going to fuck with you. And it's a club down in the hood called the Barbary Coast. They'll hire anybody, blind, crippling, crazy, 18 to 80. They don't give a shit. You slide in there in a wheelchair, they'll put your ass on a pole. There's only one club that'll hire your fat ass. So anyway, I sent her an email back, and I was kind of polite, you know, just like, hey, sweetie, you're not making no money. Come on now. You're talking to King Flex. I know you're not making no money, so I don't know why you're holding up the stripper flag. So she sent me an email back talking real greasy. She done created a blog on her page. Oh, you're hating on me. You're hating on strippers, Tariq. And I talked about this last night, how all the fat girls always have a slick mouth. Fat girls always saying some old out-of-pocket shit. I got a few emails today about from guys asking me the same thing. Tariq, how come it's always the fat girls talking all this slick, greasy bullshit? They do that because they know they have to overcompensate for not being fly. These women know that they're not fly. They know that they're a hot mess. Like this chick who sent me the email. And I know some of you guys are looking at the page. Look at this woman's page. It's a hot double scoop mess. And on her page, she's talking big shit. She's like, oh, I'm the flyest bitch on earth. I'm the baddest bitch to ever walk the planet. I mean, she's talking some real big shit. And that is what offended me more than anything, because if I got an email from a woman who was a dime and she's like, hey, you know what, I didn't like your comment about strippers, I could kind of respect that. This chick, Blue Honey, I don't even think she's a real stripper. I think this is like a wannabe stripper. Because she's not even a dime. And you live in L.A.? Where are you stripping? The only thing you strip is a plate of ribs. I don't even believe you're a goddamn stripper. There's a bunch of women out here who are wannabe strippers. And also, if you're stripping, you're not making no money because, again, you would be regulated to broke-ass strip joints. That's why you have a day job. In her email, she's talking about her and her dude work full-time day jobs. You're not a goddamn hustler. If you're a real hustler, you don't work a damn day job. That proves my point. You ain't no hustler and you work at Kinko's in the daytime. You work in a day job because you can't make money stripping. You're proving my point. And if you got to work a day job, why strip? That's halfway hustling. That's some half a square shit. That's the problem, guys. We have so many people trying to represent hustling and represent the game, and they got a foot in the game and a foot in some square shit, and they misrepresenting the game. That's why the game is real funky right now. Fellas, all my hustling partners out there, start calling these motherfuckers out. Blue Honey, you ain't no goddamn hustler. You a square wannabe hustler. You no damn stripper and talking greasy, mad because I put you on Front Street. Don't try to bullshit a hustler, a real hustler. Ain't no fat strippers out here making no money in L.A. You can't be a fat stripper in L.A. or anywhere for that matter. In the South, you might make a couple of dollars. You ain't making no money out here. If there's some guys out here in L.A. trying to pay a woman, he ain't gonna pay no fat broad. The fuck is he gonna give you money for? You look like a goddamn woolly mammoth. And I saw your page, and you got a damn half-ass wig on your head, look like a damn dust mop with some crimps in it, and you look at her picture, she got her forehead covered up because the shit don't even match her real hair. She conveniently has her forehead covered up where you can't see the hairline. Talking about we strippers this and strippers this, and you ain't no goddamn stripper. The hell is your strip name? Casserole? Y'all stop. I'm tired of these sassy ass fat broads. It just chaps my ass. Just chaps my damn ass. You're not fly. Stop talking fly. All you women out here who are not fly, sit down and just not be fly. Stop with the sassy comments. Fellas, I blame some of you. You niggas be enabling all this sassiness from these non-dimes. That's why they feel like they can walk around with this liberal mouthpiece. Because some of y'all niggas be enabling that. Y'all need to make these motherfuckers shut up and sit their asses down and eat. But yeah, this chick really pissed me off because she's talking all this stripper shit. We strippers and we women and me and my man. The broke nigga that's laying up with you, he ain't no hustler and you ain't no hustler either. Both of y'all are two squares. Looking like the damn Pillsbury dough wench. Just stop it. I'm sick of all the sassy comments from these non-dimes. Fellas, start calling them out. It really kills me. This woman just looks a hot mess with a damn funky wig on her head. I think she got on some green contacts with fat ass fingers. Fingers look like dicks. This fucked up ass weave. All right, Keisha Coleslaw. I can't wait for you guys to see this chick's page. I'm not pulling this out my ass. God damn. Anyway, let me get into some listeners' emails. I got a very interesting email from a young lady, and I want to touch on her right now. Let me get this blue honey broad out of my vicinity. I got an email from a young lady. I don't know if she wanted me to say her name or not. I'm not going to say her name. But I'm going to read her email. Very interesting email. Her email says, "What's up, Tariq? How are you doing? I'm a big fan. Here's the deal. I've been dating this guy, or been dealing with. Let me say her words correctly. She says, man, I've been dealing with this guy for over 5 years. Now, this fool met me when I was 15 and he was 23. So we talked on the phone for a year. Then the next years we started messing around. But look, it ain't like girlfriend or boyfriend. I was young and annoying. I was young and annoyingly put myself in a situation, and I don't think that is going to end. I agreed to be his friend with benefits." Let me translate that. That means booty call. "And being that young, I didn't really know what I was getting into, but he knew damn well what he was getting into. So now it's been a whole 5 years, and although we've been going through some ups and downs in our personal lives, we still managed to keep up with each other. Only after reading your books, I discovered what type of man he is. But not really, though. See, the thing is, I've never met his family, and I can count on one hand how much money he's given me. And it ain't that much, about $145 in the last 5 years. God damn. He doesn't take me out to eat. He doesn't take me out to have fun or nothing. We'll just go to his crib and smoke. He'll put on the TV or the radio. We'll have sex. Then he'll take me home right after that. I've only spent 2 nights with him out of these 5 years. He's used a lot of macking skills on me just to get what he wanted. But it hurts because I didn't even know myself, and I didn't even know the game about, and I didn't really know about the game. And I really feel that it's been a waste of our time because I could have been with someone who wants to love me instead of being with someone who wants to fuck me all the time. Now, let me stop there because the email goes on to ramble a little bit. But you guys get the gist of it. So basically, this girl's been dealing with this dude since she was 15. She's about 20 now. And the guy's just basically fucking her, dropping her off. And she's still wondering what the fuck is going on. Well, number one, you allowed this dude to do all this shit. So please stop the victim shit. And I'm about to get to the root of this in a second. But the thing is, women, y'all be allowing bullshit to happen. You're not a victim. You're a volunteer. You agreed to be a quote-unquote friend with benefits. You agreed to be a booty call. And then you want to change the game in the ninth inning. See, ladies, once you become a booty call, it ain't really no going back from that. Just like men, once you become a trick, ain't no coming back from that. So you have to establish early on what type of relationship you're going to have with somebody. And I'm going to get to the gist of that in a second. Her relationship, I'm going to get to the gist of it. Now, this young lady's been dealing with this dude for 5 years. You've been bullshitting around with this dude for 5 goddamn years. That's a long-ass time to be somebody's booty call. And that's all you are. And you're too lazy to get your shit together and go out there and find somebody else because you're in a goddamn comfort zone. And I don't take no pity. You a fucking fool to be sitting up here letting this nigga tear your pussy up for 5 years. You ain't got no money. You got $145 out this nigga. That's some feed the children in Africa money. A motherfucker laying up in Ethiopia can get more money than that. What the fuck is wrong with some of you women out here? That shit pisses me off. Y'all fucking the game up. Just donating pussy. And then get mad after 5 years. It takes you that long to wise up? A motherfucker sitting in Ethiopia with flies on his ass can get more money than you? 5 years booty call. The problem is, you know what it is, y'all? You have a lot of women out here who are goddamn weed heads. And that's your situation, young lady. It's not a boyfriend. It's not your dude. It's not your significant other. A lot of you women have bullshitted yourselves into believing you're having relationships with these dudes. A lot of you weed head ass girls. In reality, you're just having an affair with your weed supplier. That's all it is, young lady. That nigga is your weed supplier and you're fucking him and you caught feelings for him. There's a lot of low-budget ass girls out here in our community, especially in the black community, who are just straight-up weed heads. And they end up subconsciously gravitating and fucking the nigga who has the best weed supply. That's all it is. You have a weed habit and a dick habit, and you're lazy. It's your fault that all you got is $145 in 5 years. You can sell oranges on the goddamn freeway and get more money than that. Bullshitting. That is your weed supplier. You caught feelings for your weed supplier. A lot of you women are like that. You have relationships with the weed man. Low budget ass. I despise weed heads. I despise them. You fella, y'all know how I am. I hate a weed head bitch. Weed head women are just disgusting. That's such a dirty, low budget habit, and so many women have it nowadays. That's why Jamaican women aren't that fly. Weed just fucks your whole look up as a woman. And I'm not shitting on Jamaica, but Jamaican women are not that fly because a lot of them are weed heads. I've seen those Jamaican videos, women dancing, they look a hot mess. Now, I don't want to get a gang of emails like, oh, I know a Jamaican chick, she's fine. Oh, there's exceptions to the rule, but generally the women out there are fucked up. Weed is a very bad drug for women. It fucks your look up, fucks up your hygiene. You don't be taking care of your hair. You don't be taking care of your skin. You don't be taking care of your pedicure, your manicure. It's a real fucked up drug. Your teeth be fucked up. Your lips be messed up. Weed messes a woman's shit up. And it makes you lazy. And it makes you unmotivated. And it makes you stupid. And there's a lot of women, again, out here who are who's fucking their weed man. And then you bullshit yourself to believing that you're in a relationship. So you make a choice. You're going to be a weed head who fucks for weed, or you're going to clean yourself up and step your game up and get a better quality of men. And in order to do that, you have to have your shit together. What quality man wants a goddamn weed head? The weed head nigga don't even want you. The nigga whose weed you getting, he don't even want you. That's why the nigga ain't brought you around his family. This is tough love today. I know I'm being harsh, but fuck it. This nigga, you been with this nigga for 5 years, hanging around, lurking around this nigga, and he ain't brought you around his family? What does that say? Step your game up. Nigga ain't took you nowhere. Nigga just take you to his crib, give you weed, and fuck you. You a weed whore. The weed is the payment for your pussy. Step your game up. I got a book coming for you ladies. I'm working on that art of gold digging to really put y'all up on some game. There's a whole generation of women out here now who really needs to be put up on some real, true to the goddamn game. Real game. And I'm about to give it to you. Because y'all are fucking up right now. Anyway, I digress. People, that's been today's episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. I've had a great time chopping up game with all you beautiful, beautiful people out there. Now, a lot of people are complaining that they can't get the show on iTunes. You can get the show on iTunes. You got to take your punk ass to maclessonsradio.com and do it. And you can subscribe there. I can't do it with telepathy, motherfuckers. You got to go do it. All you got to do is type in maclessonsradio.com, push a button, and voila, there it is. All right? I'm going to holler at y'all niggas. Let me put on some of this Lil Brother. It's my shit right here. All right, y'all, holla.
Let's get it started, man. I'm feeling so fresh tonight. Yes, yes. You know, I'm seeing all the beautiful people. Everybody, fucking their favorite brands, whatever your favorite brand is. It's whatever you want to do, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I didn't always have it like that. We didn't always have it. You know what I'm saying? So,